we can heal and move forward and know that, you know, for at least the next 11 years, she's not a risk to anyone else's family.
That is Beth Vandenberg, the aunt of Bobby Kramer, who was killed in 2021 by a wrong way impaired driver. ABC 15's Ashley Paredes talked to the family of that Navy veteran the week his killer was sentenced to prison.
Next month will be 2 years since 31-year-old Bobby Kramer has been gone. For the family, that time has been filled with painful court dates, those finally coming to an end.
I want them to remember Bobby for the giving individual he was. And in his legacy, we'd like to make some change so hopefully we can stop some wrong-way deaths in the future.
This especially hits hard for many of us here at KTAR and Arizona Sports because we were at a celebration of life service for a coworker and dear friend last evening by the name of Dawn Paw, who died as a result of a wrong way crash in Scottsdale. And as we wait for the justice system to work its way through the case of the man who took our friend Dawn, I know many of us are hoping we'll get the same result or an even tougher sentence than the woman, the wrong way impaired driver, did in the case of Bobby Kramer.
The young husband and father was killed on February 10th, 2021, while driving along I-10 near Ray. DPS tells us 25-year-old Hannah Dyke had been drinking before getting into her car and traveling the wrong way on the interstate, eventually hitting Bobby head on.
And court documents show that her blood alcohol content was nearly three times the legal limit, and she had a prior DUI charge. And earlier this week, a judge sentenced Hannah Dyke to 11 and a half years in prison as part of a plea deal. Bobby's aunt hopes that sentence will have an effect.
I hope that herself and others who have been in the same situation, you know, decide to do something positive and impact others so to prevent the tragedy from happening again.
So Bobby was in the Navy for about 9 years, worked in battlefield medical care. He helped feed over 400 people in Arizona during the pandemic. He worked in the food and beverage industry and helped service industry workers during the pandemic, you know, who had their restaurants shut down. And so by all accounts, just a great guy, right? And killed by someone who was going the wrong way after drinking too much. You know what is really sad to me is that I really do hope what Bobby's aunt hopes is the case, that, you know, sentences like 11 and a half years is going to make people pause before they make a wrong decision and get behind the wheel. But Jamie, you were there last night at our friend's celebration of life.
She would have loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. There's so many people that we haven't seen in years.
I know. And there
was a beautiful service.
And there was so many laughs, too, because this was such a giving, kind person Dawn was. She was just an amazing human being. And, but like I said last night, you know, we have public service announcements that we are running on the radio in honor of Dawn, and I said last night that that's going to get through to some people. It is. This 11 and a half year sentence is going to get through to some people to do the right thing. But there's a certain class of people that it won't get through to, and they're people who can't control their drinking, and they think that they're okay to drive. Because they drink so much that it's just an everyday occurrence for them. And those are the alcoholics who have yet to figure out they're an alcoholic or have yet to seek help for being an alcoholic. And so, you know, I wanted to remind those people. And if you have someone in your family who can't stop drinking or using any kind of intoxicating substance, that there's help out there. And it doesn't even have to be professional help. There are 12-step programs where you're asked to put a dollar in the basket. And I'll tell you what, one of those 12-step programs helped me immensely. And it's just, you know, so I won't be that next guy, thank God, that takes out somebody innocent. And what was really, really tragic for us here at the radio stations is that Dawn and her husband were in an Uber when this happened to them. because they were doing the right thing. They were out celebrating their anniversary.